A conference looking at the situation of persons with a stable dwelling place came to a close today in Rome. Under the sponsorship of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant Peoples, the two-day meeting gathered together 50 pastors, social workers and experts from various fields, representing 28 countries. Chris Altieri reports.
In Western Europe, 3 million people have no fixed dwelling place. Throughout the world, 1 billion people either live on the street or are without access to adequate housing. In Asia, Africa, and Latin America, nearly 1 in 3 people lives in shantytowns, while each day as many as 50,000 people perish due to unsanitary lodging, polluted water, and insufficient hygiene. These are just some of the more disturbing highlights of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant Peoples report, presented during the course of the 2-day meeting looking at the plight of those with nowhere to live. Among the most vulnerable members of society, children are increasingly left to suffer exposure to the elements and worse, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. A participant in the meeting, Amelia James, heads a Jesuit-sponsored rehabilitation center for homeless children in Zimbabwe, where she says the scourge of HIV and AIDS is making more orphans every day.
It definitely is getting worse, of course, in Zimbabwe, and I believe everywhere else in the world, because as we are sharing and hearing, you know, from other people, it seems to be a bottomless pit. So, yes, I can say it is actually worsening. The majority now, because of this HIV and AIDS epidemic, they are orphans and vulnerable children. And because of this HIV and AIDS, we are getting more and more orphans.
Zimbabwean society is crumbling and nearing total collapse. Even in places like India, however, where rapid development and major increase in national wealth are taking place, children continue to be vulnerable. Another participant, Salesian Father Barnabé de Souza, is director of the Don Bosco shelter in Mumbai. Father de Souza says the increasing number of migrant families is leading to ever more young children being left to fend for themselves on the streets of the city where he works.
Family values are eroding. So with the family values eroding, there are people who are breaking up marriages very easily now, which was not the case about 15, 20 years back. So when they are having, let's say, stepmothers and stepparents, they're sending them away. They're telling them, go away. And that's how we're having lots of them coming. A good number also of them who are migrating to the cities in search of work and food. And they are getting lost on the streets or being told to fend for themselves.
The 2 days of sessions involved roundtable discussions, small group work, and space for debate among the participants from various fields of study, pastoral and social action. I'm Chris Altieri.